Derech Hashem Shir for ladies on Wednesday, September 27th, Zion Elul Tovshinayim Ches, Shir number 8 in Derech Hashem, and we're starting Perek Gimel. This is Hashem, section 1, Perek Gimel. Okay, this is the 8th Shir in Derech Hashem. We start from Chelek Aleph, the first section, that's what we're up to, and we're going to start from Perek Shlishi. Perek Rishon talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to set the groundwork, the framework, our frame of references. The second Perek talked about the point of the Bria, to have beings that would have the ultimate Shleimus, perfection, thus having the ultimate tov, basking in the ultimate pleasure, tov and pleasure, tov is good, tov and pleasure being synonymous, Sul Susharim, Ramchal, and Sul Susharim talks more about pleasure, here he talks about shleimus and tov, and that is by bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming part of him, so to speak, and that would be through our being like him as much as possible, which will come about through our creating our perfection, not by being handed it, then we're not like Hashem, it's coming from the outside. Our closest way of achieving godliness is to achieve perfection through our working on it, and to do that you have to have what he'll develop now in Perek Gimel. You have to have possibilities of shleimus, of perfection, and possibilities of chesronos, possibilities of flaws, of things that will block perfection, and you have to choose, and you create your own by that choice, and that will lead to being like Hashem to the degree that you have perfected yourself, and to that degree you will be dovek Hashem, and you will bask in the pleasure, in the tone, in the shleimus of that perfection, to whatever degree you have achieved it, to whatever degree you have earned it. And that's mankind, as we said at the end of Perek Beis. He says that's mankind. Everything else, whether it's the Malachim, who seem to be higher in the hierarchy, or animals or inanimate objects who seem to be lower in the hierarchy, they're all here to create the backdrop, to create the playing field in which man does what he's supposed to do, which is choose between perfecting himself, being godlike, thus l'netzach, for all eternity, bonding with Hashem to that degree, or ruining it, spoiling it, and going in the opposite direction. Now that's in general. Perek Shlishi will start now, and he starts talking more specifically. And he talks even more specifically in Perek Daled. So we're progressing here, and we're becoming more down to earth, more lemaisa, more how does this affect my life? Perek Shlishi b'minu anushi, mankind. Because in Perek Beis, you just talk theoretically about the point of the Bria, not till the very last paragraph in Perek Beis, that he said all these wonderful things I'm talking about exist in mankind. So now he starts Perek Shlishi, and he's going to talk about mankind. He's not up to Jews yet, talking about mankind. Kvar Zacharnu, paragraph Aleph. Kvar Zacharnu, I mentioned already, which he did at the end of the last parak. Heyos ha'odam, osa ha'briya, mankind. Man. Mankind is that creation, hanivros, which was created, lidovik bo'yiz barach shmo, to ultimately bond with Hashem. This is a spiritual concept. We have a neshama in us, that's chelek eloka, and we bond with Hashem for all of eternity. So, but the system is that it's Hashem wants the most perfect bonding, the most perfect pleasure, the most perfect shleimus, and that is created through our working on it to achieve it. And then it's ours. We own it. It's the lesson of the Ramchal. We own it because we created it, so to speak. We chose. So we made it. It's not a handout. So it's ours. We own it. And that we're more like Hashem, and that we own our goodness, and therefore we, through that, achieve the ultimate. If you'll say, I'll settle for less as long as I don't have to go through the life and make bechira, where I can choose the wrong way, so I'll willingly settle for a lesser portion, a lesser matrega, as long as I don't have to sweat to achieve it. So that's foolish, and we wouldn't do that in the lives we know. I said, if someone walks, like someone, it's a difference of in kind, not just a difference in degree. Difference in kind, like someone saying, you know, I'll offer you a toy truck, or you could have a diamond. Which would you want? So in Shemayim, every difference in Madrega is like a whole different world. So no one really would say that if they knew what was at stake. So a person, mankind is the Bria, differently Dami Baruch Shemayim, Bia Mutelas Ben Ashleimus. You're in a tug of war. You're in the middle between perfection and between flaws. Ramchal is pointing out, and this is Halavai, you're not sensitive to the Apikursus nowadays. That there's really no Bechira, and because of different forces make a person do what he compel a person to do different things. But at the heart of it is that man is nothing but an intelligent animal. Man's an animal, like all animals. And this leads to many things in the culture, in Western culture, like animal rights and abortion. It leads to a lot of things, a lot of ramifications, to denying that man has a soul, to denying that man has a bechira, a product of different forces, and he's an intelligent animal. But you see, the Ramchal says, no, he's much more than just an intelligent animal. He has a role in the Bria that no one else has at all. And that is this tug of war and choosing and then basking with his Hanuk al Hashem. So he is Mutelev Ben Hashleimus V'Hachisronos, between perfection and flaws. V'Yecholev V'Yadu Liknes Hashleimus, and he can achieve it. That's something unachievable. Obviously there would be no point. It wouldn't be achievable. It's not achievable in a day, and it's not achievable in a minute, and it might not be achievable at all for me to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, because this the Ramchal does not talk about in Derech Hashem. He does talk about it in Das Tevunos. Here he just leaves it unsaid that every person has their own shleimus to reach, and every soul that's sent down from Shemayim has their own role and has their own life and have their own circumstances, and their own kochos hanefesh, and their own nisyonos, and their own bechira. So everybody has a different type of shleimus. There's no cookie cutter here. It's amazing how everybody can have the same 613 mitzvahs, and the same shulchan aruch. Well, most of us, some of us have a rav shulchan aruch. But everybody has the same shulchan aruch, mishnah brura, rav shulchan aruch, chayei odom, Aruch HaShulchan, like we all have that. And Rambam, I mean, that's what. And people who are not true think that it's a cookie cutter because everybody has to do the same thing. I want to be just great, and we went out to the field, and we just were hippies, and we just, you know, sang Kumbaya, and we smoked grass, and we just got our high. That would be. But it's amazing. It's an amazing. Itaka is amazing, and it shows you the depth of the Torah and of Hashem. Hashem and of the Bria, that millions and millions of people can have the same 613 mitzvahs, and everybody's different, and every neshama has a different role, and Hashem sent down every neshama to the century in which he decided it would live, to the decade in which he said it would live, to the parents that he wanted this person to have, to the makom that he wanted this person to live, and everything is different. Everybody, you see, the FBI made up that people have, everybody has different fingerprints. Everybody has a different neshama print. That's amazing. No two snowflakes are alike. No two people are alike. No two neshamas are alike when they come down to this world. They're each sent down to play a role in contributing to the shleimus of the whole Bria. But he doesn't talk about that in Derech Hashem. He doesn't go into it. Here he just talks about mankind in general. And he says, Vayicholos biyado lignos ha-shleimus. He's capable of achieving shleimus. But, as he said in Perek Peis, he's reiterating and specifying, v'lum tzorah she'yazeh b'chiras ha-ritzono. His perfection has to be reached through his own efforts, which efforts meaning b'chira. He has to choose. If he was compelled in his actions, Leo's Bolcher al Koponim Bishlamos, if he was compelled to always choose the path of spiritual perfection, he wouldn't own his Shlamos. He wouldn't be the owner of his Shlamos. It would be a freebie that was given to him. So he wouldn't own it. It wouldn't be his. It's not his. Someone compelled him. So who's like the real owner of his shleimus? If I'm compelled to do something and someone compelled me to do it, so who's the real actor who really did? The other person. I didn't do anything. I didn't have bechir even. I didn't do it. I was a robot. That person hypnotized me. Whatever he hypnotized me, so as I called, I did it. So the owner of the shleimus is the other guy. I mean, whoever forced me to do it. And that would thwart Hashem's game plan for the universe. Alkein huchrach, it must be sheyuna chadavu l'bechirusa. I can choose. Choosing is between Tov and Ra, between Ruchnius and Gashmius, usually. I say usually because we're going to learn that a lot of Gashmius can be transformed into Ruchnius. We're going to learn about that. Shetein tiyoso shkula levnei stodim lo buchrachas lachad mehen. Beside his circumstances, there's nothing pushing him in either direction. It's a balanced, equally balanced. Equally balanced. Again, it's not always so nikar of a balance, because let's say, again, he doesn't talk about the heaven. Let's say a person is born to from parents and they're nice to him. He doesn't have to rebel. And he's born to good parents. It happens. You know what happens? my kids, for example. My wife, at least. So you're born to good parents and you're good. So then someone has to struggle to be from, let's say. But then the first kid has to struggle with gaiva, has to struggle with being friendly, has to struggle with being grateful, right? Because he takes everything for granted. So everybody has this piece of shleimus that he has to struggle with. The other thing is someone doesn't have to struggle. You see someone that says, wow, he was born into a rich family, from family, it's a Chacham family, he's supposed to not be about gaiva, he's supposed to not take things for granted, he's supposed to not just take things that are handed to him on a platter, but he's supposed to work things through himself. So you have to choose. You're in a tug of war between Tov and Ra, between Gashmius and Ruchnius. In Ruchnius and Gashmius, between spirituality and physicality, and you have to choose. Al kein nivra hadam b'yeso tov b'yeso hara, v'abechira b'yodo l'hatos atzmo l'tzad shehu rosa. Who is he? It's not so clear who he is. Because the seichel is the tools of the yeso tov. And the body, Chal presents it as the Yetzer Hara, as the physicality of wanting pleasure, not Ruchnius trick. I'm going to say later on that the trick is to transform that through the mitzvahs, and that's why the mitzvahs involve physical things. But who's in the tug of war? So there's a person.
Does this refer to non-Jews as well? Yes, absolutely. This is not just for mankind.
He'll talk about non-Jews later, but meanwhile he's talking about mankind. The truth is, he's not talking about Jews. No, this is important. We're at the beginning of creation. Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, we're here at the creation. He's not talking about Jews, he's not talking about non-Jews. If the Bria would have been the way it was supposed to be, there would be no such thing as Jews and non-Jews. Everybody would be servants of Hashem, the way they are now, but they don't know it. The whole idea of Jews and non-Jews came into being because mankind messed up. And they messed up badly. And then came along someone whose name was Avraham Avinu, and he achieved in the Bria what was supposed to be achieved. Everybody else moved away from it. There was a Mabul, and then after the Mabul, things weren't that much better. Hashem swore there would be another Mabul. Then Avraham Avinu emerges, and he is so perfect, and he is so good, and he has 10 Nisyonos, and he goes through them, and so Hashem says, the people that are really the mankind, that's really the purpose of the Bria, so they're going to be your descendants. And the Goyim have to live with their backing off of what they were supposed to be doing. And they're given 7 mitzvahs to try to salvage something. But right now he's talking before there's a need for Jews, specifically. The whole Bria of mankind is Avdei Hashem, we'll call it. That's what we'll term this religion, Eved Hashem. Anyway, so he chooses. He has the ability to choose either one. He could incline himself. He could move. I could choose to waste time. I could choose to open a Gemara and learn. I could choose to put aside the food that has a questionable hechsher. I choose to put it in my shopping basket. Full of choices. V'ulam lios adava nishlam karoi, he says in paragraph base, for this to really work, so each side needs a champion. Gozer ha-chachmah ha-elyona shi'i ha-odam murka v'shnei ha-fachm. The person, again, I don't know who the person is, let's call it the ego. The person, the id, whatever these words mean. The ruach, really, probably, not the neshama, because ruach nefesh, neshama, chaya, yechida. The ruach, probably, of the person, the soul, is murkov, is made up of two opposites. The hainu, neshama, sichlis, vasaka. A pure neshama, that's going to push him or pull him in one direction. By the way, sichlis is probably, certainly shouldn't just be translated as intelligent, because there's plenty of intelligent people who are totally immoral and have no morals, have no ruchni in them. It means, I think, the better is rational, the rational part of me. So a rational part of me is going to make a chedim, there's a bariola, there's a punishment, there's Gehenna, there's Gan Eden, there's Nitzchi, Right? I mean, I am bustle on a taholic, with the miyat awesome leads into the cheshbim, with the miyat machay and machay and machay. So these are all things that's a rational person. I like the word rational, not intelligent. But neshama sichla is the rational neshama. The zaka pure, and on the other side, in this corner, is guf arzi yivah ochor. Is a very base guf, with, like an animal. Has the needs of an animal, has to eat, sleep, do puruvu, likes pleasure, likes to relax. Each one's pulling in his direction. Dainu haguf is l'chumrius. On the shama l'sichlius. So each one pulling me. The timotze b'nehem mulchama, and this is a real, real mulchama. That's the Malbim uses the parashas in the Torah about mulchama to be alluding to this. But often shem tigber ha'neshama. If it's victorious, tis alahi utahala aguf ima is a very important principle. So Zusharim expands upon it a little, and Ramchal himself in Perek Dalet expands upon it a lot. That the guf is not the default matzav of the guf is not spiritual; it's physical. That's evil. But he'll explain later how part of the game plan is to transform the physical, to take this ra and make it good. So, ta'ale ha'gufima, even like papaya, according to the Ramchal, the ultimate netzach netzachim is after tchias ha'mesim. When the guf and the neshama reunite, but the guf is not this chomer gas, but it's a more edler ruchniyustika reality. But it's a reality; it's something you can grasp onto, so to speak, and it's infused within a shama, and that's your schar. And now they work together. Rambam speaks derogatorily about a group of Purushim, or I think historically they called it ESSENES. It was a group, and they were Purush totally from Olam Hazeh. They wore sackcloth, they subsisted on bare basic things, you know, water. And they would get married, they lived far away from people. And the Rambam says that's what some do because Chomer is bad, and Gashmius is bad. The Rambam says that's wrong, it's the wrong path. The Rambam doesn't say much other than you have to walk in the middle, to go on the middle path, the golden mean. But he doesn't really explain why. Just says that's the way Hashem is. Hashem wants you. Hashem doesn't want you to be extreme. Everybody likes the Rambam because the Rambam doesn't want to be an extremist. So the Rambam doesn't want you to be extreme and go in the middle. But the Ramchal says much more powerful. It was before the Rambam, 200 years before the Rambam. The Ramchal says because the point is to trans. You want to make the guf ruchni. To make the goof roughly, you can't abandon the goof and say Hashem is the enemy of the goof. This is really the Rambam philosophy in Shmona Prokhi. You can't just say the goof is the enemy, it's my enemy. The goof in default mode is bad. In default mode, the goof will drift to Gashmius, to pleasure. But you work on it, and that's what the neshama is empowered to do. We'll see further in the Mara, in the Ramchal, like exactly the mechanics he explains of how the neshama gets this power to be masakeh the guf, to purify the guf. But as long as that's what you're doing, so that's why he says uta'ala haguf ima, and so Susharim says this sentence too. because it's part of the purpose is that you're making the gashmi a teruch. Yeah.
But the neshama can't, like, it's reliant on the goof as its legs to do things. Like the neshama can't
accomplish
anything without the goof, so the goof can't be totally bad.
That's exactly the point. Oh. Hashem made a system. Hashem didn't want a tug of war and the goof should lose and the neshama should win. That's Ramchal's shita, is that the ultimate eternity is chesamesis, where the goof and the neshama are joined. The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam says that's the temporary state. The ultimate state is just the neshama. But we're going with most Rishonim, and we're learning Ramchal, that the ultimate state is Tchias HaMeisim. And that's exactly it. And he will soon explain in Parag Dalet that Hashem constructed a system where the Neshama has an opportunity to sanctify and purify the Guf from its Chomer HaGaz, because that's why he gave us mitzvahs. Mitzvahs to do, so that's transformative. Every mitzvah is a transformation of Gashmius to Ruchnius. If I shake a lulav with my hand, or I go to shul, or I look in the siddur, I mean everything. Chafetz Chaim talked about it. If you don't talk Lashon Hara, you refrain from Lashon Hara, so your speech is sanctified, and this is something that's always with you. The person now who's achieving shleimus, but if the person lets his pleasure seeking part of him, the good part of him, physical, the gas, coarse, gas means coarse, Yishmael HaGuf, but Tashmael HaShemazimah, goes both ways. The world is perfectly balanced. If I could sanctify my Guf to be holy, I could ruin my Neshama and make it unholy. And that's part of the ramifications of Bechira. It has to be equal. You can't say, well, this way you do this, this way there's no harm done, we'll just get rid of you. The Eos Odom built the Odom with Shlemus Venitchen Imenachas Vishalom, pushed aside from the Rabbanah Shalom, Lodom Azei Cholas Lahashko Chomrom with Nesichlo Venishmal. So you could. But the Lodom is promising us that you could. Don't say, I can't, it's too hard, it's not possible, I'm too old, I'm too young, whatever. You could. You do it. Lodom Azei Cholas Lahashko Chomrom with Nesichlo Venishmal. So the Lipno Shlemus or Kamosha Zocharna. Wherever his Bechira lies, based on his circumstances. Va'onam, indeed, Gozer Tulo Yisbarach Shmo, Hashem, look what Hashem did. You don't even realize it, because we don't really think about Olam HaBa too much. He says, look at this. The Tov, Gozer Tulo Yisbarach Shmo, Yishin Gvul Lehishtabus Hazeh, Mitzarek Olam HaZeh Gashlemus. That a person only has a limited amount of time that he's on the playing field. Right? How long is he doing things that are... But it's limited. It's limited to the years, it's limited to the months, it's limited. Chesed v'shtadluso, the schar is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Yasek shleimuso v'yonuach v'hanooso l'nezuch netzachim. Alken hukulo shnei zmanim. So there's two time frames that a person lives through, because he goes through those two time frames. Echad zman avoda, echad zman kibul aschar. One is where you line up to work, then you get on the paycheck line and you cash it in. After you work, you get a voucher and you cash it in. So that's how the schar is determined. Or else every neshama would be the same. Every neshama is sent down with a mission, and every neshama has to do that mission, and every... Sometimes you have to overcome obstacles. Sometimes things are easy, usually they're not easy. You look around, life is not easy. But it's not a comparison. Me, this Tov is Meruba. Because Avoda has... Kibul Schar in Lo Tachlis, Kibul Schar has no. The Voda is limited. Chodos Halvados points out that Chodos Ha'ivorim are limited. Chodos Halvados is multi. Standing the Holy Pushlangos Asher Konolo. So, in different worlds. In this world, where the job is to do the avoda, that is death, where body stays here, and the neshama goes for a recharge, and the shemayim goes in for a recharge. This is what the Ramchal says later, ferried out. When it's finished the recharge, then it comes back, and everything comes back together, but this is because the goof is how much more purified. Okay, we'll stop here. So the next time we meet is the Wednesday after Sukkot, I believe. I'm a little too tired to continue. I apologize. So we're up to section one, paragraph gimel. We just learned. So we'll start with paragraph dalet. Okay. Have a gemaksim tova and a good yom tiv. And okay, all the best.